This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump sought to quell reports of a rift between himself and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, stating again Wednesday that he has a very good relationship with Fauci. Speaking to reporters as he left for an event on infrastructure in Atlanta, Trump insisted that, quote, we're all on the same team.
We're all in the same team. We want to get rid of this mess that China sent us. So everybody's working on the same line, and we're doing very well. We're doing well in a lot of ways, and our country's coming back very strong.
The president also looked to distance himself from an op-ed written by his trade advisor Peter Navarro in USA Today newspaper, in which Navarro says Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on. Asked if Navarro went rogue in writing the piece, Trump said that he had made a statement representing himself, and he shouldn't be doing that. With the virus pandemic getting worse, Congress will be back in Washington next week to consider a fresh relief package. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Republicans have been reluctant to approve more aid, but priorities have shifted as the virus continues hammering the U.S. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he now hopes to quickly approve a relief bill, which is expected to hit $1 trillion. He'll roll out details next week, focusing on schools and kids, jobs and unemployment, and health care. House Democrats have already approved a $3 trillion bill. Speaker Nancy Pelosi warns if Congress does not make a big enough investment in fighting the virus, the economy will pay an even bigger price. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An update on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading in positive territory. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump on Wednesday shook up his reelection campaign, replacing campaign manager Brad Parscale with one-time senior advisor Bill Stepien. Writing on Facebook, the president said, I'm pleased to announce that Bill Stepien has been promoted to the role of Trump campaign manager. Brad Parscale, who has been with me for a very long time and has led our tremendous digital and data strategies, will remain in that role while being a senior advisor to the campaign. The move comes as Trump's poll numbers continue to slide in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Parscale was also blamed for a less than spectacular result to the president's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma last month, where only 6,200 people showed up after the campaign had predicted up to 1 million would attend. Unidentified hackers broke into the Twitter accounts of technology moguls, politicians, celebrities, and major companies Wednesday in an apparent Bitcoin scam. The ruse included bogus tweets from former President Barack Obama, former Vice President Joe Biden, New York's former Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and a number of tech billionaires, including Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, and Tesla CEO Elon Musk. The fake tweets offered to send $2,000 for every $1,000 sent to a Bitcoin address. Twitter said it was aware of a security incident impacting accounts on Twitter and was working to fix it. Late Wednesday, the social media company said it had shut down several prominent accounts, but that verified accounts should be able to tweet again. Body camera footage has been made public from two Minneapolis, Minnesota police officers involved in the arrest of George Floyd. Floyd's death at the hand of police set off worldwide demonstrations. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
In the minutes before his death, Floyd pleads with the officers, saying, I'm not a bad guy. An onlooker told him, you can't win. Floyd responded, I don't want to win. A few minutes later, his voice fading, Floyd occasionally says, I can't breathe, before he goes still. George Floyd's family is suing the city of Minneapolis.
It was the knee of the entire Minneapolis Police Department on the neck of George Floyd that killed him.
Attorney Benjamin Crump says the city allowed a culture of excessive force, racism, and impunity to flourish in the police force. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.